Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. I am your host, Richard, and I will be with you throughout this journey. This show is here to empower individuals to do more in life professionally. You will find a variety of topics that will help you to be more productive and more successful. So join me and the professionals from different industries as we bring education and knowledge for more success.
Hey, this is a special announcement. Starting July 19th, 2023, join Richard's training program for beginners only. This free online training will help individuals who are starting a business or already running a business establish a strong online presence. Navigating the online space can be a little bit challenging. Self-employed individuals and business owners will learn to overcome those challenges and be more comfortable with the tech space. Learn the tools for email marketing, online payment process, registration forms, how to create your own website, and much more. You can register at richardlesperance.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Richard L'Espérance, and I go by the name of My Man Richard. Today, we're going to talk about success in the real estate world. And I have the pleasure to have Robin Binkley with me. She's a successful real estate investor. And I think everybody's going to learn a lot from her. So please, Robin, give us a brief resume of who you are in about 2 minutes, and we'll get started.
Very good. Well, first and foremost, thanks for having me on today. I just want to thank you for that. And I'm excited to share some nuggets and some takeaways for your audience. And I look forward to perhaps some of the questions they may have. So to answer your question, how I got started, my husband and I have been personal investors in real estate for more than 20 years. I did not begin syndicating until about the last year and a half. So our journey has kind of been a 20-year educational, boots on the ground, personal journey, where it's not just like you jump out there, start, and suddenly there's success. It's a lot of diligent work. You have to do some reading and make some connections, be involved in some circles. And so about 18 months ago, we got involved with a group called the Real Estate Guys. And it was at that point that I learned about syndicating, which is investing in larger scale investments with other people's money and bringing that together so that you can do larger projects. For example, multifamily. We've been involved in a Bitcoin fund. We've got some developments and some international investments. And so that sort of has mushroomed as a result of realizing that your personal money only goes so far. And so if you want to grow exponentially, you need to figure out another way to do that. And that was our way. And that's how I got started in this level of real estate investing. My background, though, let me just say, I don't mean to interrupt you, was I ran nursing homes for 24 years. So I was in healthcare administration while we were personally investing in real estate. And I retired from that. And then I began looking at what do I have interest in as a second season of my life for investing and making impact? And that's really sort of how things morphed.
What are the challenges that you face in your journey, and how did you overcome them?
So some of the simple challenges that I would say is learning what syndication is and building a network. We have lots of friends, but it's not so much your friends that become your investor database. So you have to put yourself out there and be involved in circles where you're getting to know folks. And you have to understand like what your own investment philosophy is. What is it that you're trying to do? So it's a challenge to build that database and stay in touch with that database and understand the needs of your database. Your database may not have the same needs that you do. And so you have to understand what those needs are so that you can bring the right deals, mirror the right deal with the right investor. So that's certainly a challenge. And it's something that we work on all the time. It's continuous. The next challenge I would say is just really understanding some of the different asset classes that are out there and finding your niche and or kind of being involved in a number of different asset classes, which has been more of our approach. And so you have to, again, be out there and attending seminars and not just becoming a seminar junkie, but doing something with that information and putting it in practice. And then you have to build the foundation of your business and understand your mission, vision, values, and where is it that you're trying to go with your business. And though we do investing and we are invested in a number of different asset classes, our mission is really more to bring people alongside us who, if we find a deal that we're interested in investing in, we certainly want to have others invest in that as well. But we really are focused on generational wealth, passive income, and tax strategies when we begin looking at different assets for investment.
What are some mistakes that you made along the way?
Feeling the pressure of the peers around me that I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing enough fast enough, I'm not growing as big as they are. And so I think one mistake is mindset and comparing yourself to others. And so mindset is powerful. It can be powerful both directions. And so you have to get your head aligned with your heart, aligned with your business. And when you're able to do that and realize you are right where you need to be, you just keep do the next best thing within your business. And you have to have a schedule, if you will, a calendar of, you know, what it is, your goals and your objectives, and have some check-ins. So some preliminary mistakes are trying to do too much all at once and not having the foundation of your business set up to handle that. For example, what I mean by that is your business structure, coordinating that with your CPA and your legal team, building your team and all of those team members, and having collaborative meetings. So those are things that we've worked on over the last 18 months and been very diligent about doing and doing cohesively with that group.
I believe your husband is your business partner, yes. Business partner in the real estate game. Yes. How is that working?
Well, it has its moments where it works amazing, and then it has its moments where you have to kind of step back and kind of separate business from personal. Our business is called REAP, Real Equity Investment Partners. And so my husband is my business partner in that. I do have other business lines where I have other business partners. But as far as our specific syndication business, my husband is my business partner. And that's been a growth process. We also have a personal business here in the Houston market, an engineering firm. And so simultaneously, that's being run also. And so you have to be able to be very clear with your time and use your calendar really well and effectively to make sure that whatever collaborative meetings that you have to have together sync, that your calendars sync. You know, I'm talking about very basic things like you have to make sure you're on the same page with specific meetings that you both need to attend. And then the other stuff is certainly separate. So it's been a learning curve. It's been good. There's not a lot of married couples that are in the business together. There certainly are some very successful ones. And what we've learned is that some of the other things too, just on a personal note, you know, you travel to a ton of conferences, but that's not really time together. You still have to allocate time together as a married couple and work on your marriage, not just your business. You have to work on each other as a separate.
So how important is relationship and having a good network to succeed in the real estate game?
Well, it is powerful because you become the sum of the five people that you're hanging out with and you're doing life with. And you have got to have powerful circles, mastermind groups that you attend. Align yourself with folks who are like-minded in their thinking. They may not be like-minded in a specific asset niche, but they are like-minded in their thinking. They want to learn. They want to grow. Interest in macroeconomics. So what I've had to do over the last year and a half is really look at who are all the people that we hang out with and where do they fit in our life? We've got amazing friends that we've been friends with for 30, 35 years. We still connect in different areas of the United States, but those are not necessarily the folks that I'm doing deals with. They're not necessarily the people who I'm collaborating and working on projects with or that I'm in mastermind groups with. So it's critical because then you have to also put yourself in settings. You can't just sit at home and do everything online. You've got to put yourself out there and network and connect with people. And so you have to meet people. And then you have to come back and do something with those connections that you've made. You've got to reach out. So building your network is a very big part of it. But who you're aligning yourself with, who you're hanging out with, who you're living life with, also impact what's happening in your life and in your future.
I believe part of your mission too is to inspire women.
Yes.
So what are you doing exactly for that to happen?
Okay. So great question. I love that. So I have another business partner who we have a podcast called Ladies Kicking Assets. And so we are empowering women with financial education so that they are able to live the life that they choose and providing them with financial information so that they can be well-versed in everything from a personal financial statement to different asset class investment opportunities. And it's really up to the woman how they engage and take that information. And certainly that's applicable to men and women, but we love making sure women understand basic finances outside of, you know, I'm a working woman. Yes, I handle finances, but maybe their partner is the one who really handles their investments. And at some point, you have to have some idea of what's happening with your investments or start investing.
I believe you do investing outside of the country, international investing.
I do. So I am invested in the Belize market, specifically Ambergris Key, where we have a home there that we have used for rentals. And then we have another partner who we've bought several lots, and we are in the process of doing a multifamily development there on the island for individuals who it's really designed more for a working class apartment complex. And so have you ever been to Belize or Ambergris Key?
No.
Okay. So in that area, there is certainly a lot of poverty and there is a lot of rundown living conditions. And, you know, it is our way really of kind of giving back and putting something special and secure in that environment that's clean that's not, you know, that has running water, that has electricity. Simple things that we take for granted just where we live, that these folks aren't living in those same sort of conditions. And so it's a way for us to give back.
What's if someone wants to invest internationally, what are the some things that they have to keep in mind?
So it certainly depends on where you are looking to invest, but you would need to look at, for example, do you own strata title to land and property when you buy it? That's different in different countries. I can really only speak to the Belize market. When you buy something there, you own it. You also need to be mindful of what that looks like for you on your taxes, with income coming back into the United States when you've got rentals or things of that nature. And you need to have some relationship with the local community and understand what tourism is in that market, and what are the projections over the next 5 to 10 years for tourism. In the Belize market specifically, tourism is their bread and butter. I mean, it's primarily what, you know, affords the folks, at least on Ambergris Key, to make money, because they've got, you know, snorkeling, and they have a lot of water styled activities and a lot of woodworking that comes off the mainland that are sold to tourists. Chocolate also is a big, cacao is a big agricultural type of investment there that you can get involved in. So it's just important to understand the country and what's happening and make some connections with some realtors in that area.
What tips can you give for someone who wants to get into real estate development?
So as far as development is concerned, align yourself with a developer who's already developing subdivisions or agrihoods or whatever that might be. If you've never gotten into a development, I would not recommend just running out there and doing that yourself and connecting with a contractor, but really align yourself with someone who has been there, done that, and had success, but has also had some failures, so that you can kind of learn and be in a mentor-mentee sort of relationship. And that's certainly what we've done.
Okay. I think you have other business ventures besides real estate. What other ventures, what other business deals that you do?
Yes. So we have had storage facilities, and that's been a very successful area to be involved in. We are also involved in some commercial properties throughout the Texas area that we have gotten invested into. I'm also involved in a Bitcoin mining fund. So that's completely different from said real estate. And again, it's interesting how when you begin your journey of investing, I also have some single family homes. So I certainly dabble in that as well. But it's interesting when you start your investment journey and you begin moving around the country, attending networking meetings, and you get into a group and a couple of masterminds, you know, deals start happening and you start begin really having relationships with folks, and you make those connections. And so you have opportunities to get involved in other asset classes. I've got some lifestyle investments for rentals in the Beaver Creek area. So I'm not just in Texas, I'm in Colorado. And certainly we have international. So it's things have just sort of morphed you know, and it's sort of where does the money make the most sense in some of those areas.
Have you ever had to face some challenges in the real estate market concerning like when the market goes down or things like that?
Well, certainly now is a window of time when you want to look at how the market has really changed over just the short window of like this last year, year and a half with interest rates and all that's going on and, you know, recession and such. And so one of the things that I'm doing right now, which I think is very important for anyone who's stewarding dollars and being prudent with their own finances is to make sure you've still got some cash on hand. You don't want to deplete your resources completely by leveraging yourself so far out there on different deals that you're in. You need to be able to say no to projects that may have made sense a year ago, but don't make sense right now, and kind of be looking at what's happening in the market. So in this very moment, that is the strategy that both Brett and I are taking is we're sort of in a pause mode. I've had a number of opportunities come my way that we've just said no to. We've not felt like it was just the right deal in the right moment. I am looking at some other assets that I'm investing in, such as luxury vehicles and, you know, looking at some different opportunities such as that. But as far as doing syndications and I'm really just kind of in a pause moment right now over the next couple of months, and that's intentional.
So when it comes to financing, is it just through syndications, or you have other ways to get finance for your real estate projects?
Well, as far as syndications are concerned, you know, it depends on what that asset class is. You know, there was not really financing involved when we were doing our Bitcoin mining fund. But when we were working with our 200-door multifamily apartment complex that we have in the Atlanta, Georgia area with our team, we certainly had to get financing this past year. So it's really all about what's the deal that you're working on. I'm currently in the process right now of divesting a couple of my single family homes, and that's intentional. And so I'm not really in a buy mode right this hot second. As I said, I'm sort of personally taking a pause over the next couple of months just to kind of look at what's happening in the market.
What advice would you have for people concerning real estate success?
Gosh, get connected with a group. Truly get connected with a group. Look at some seminars that are either in your local area or within, you know, the vicinity that you could drive to or fly to. And most of these seminars are on weekends, long weekends. Definitely go to them, get plugged in, get some business cards, make some contacts, and just start. I'm not going to tell you to run out there and just go buy a house. I don't know that that is the wisest thing to do. I will never tell you don't invest, but I will tell you first and foremost, get out there and start learning. There's also a number of books out there that you can read, and there's a lot of webinars and things of that nature that are online with online communities. Get involved in those too, but get involved in your community. You have to attend meetups and things of that nature. So that's the first thing I would tell you. And then the second thing with that, as far as getting plugged in, I would find out what sort of masterminds or further intimate groups can you be involved in, where you can understand and begin to learn the intimacy of deal flow and what that looks like. So those would be the two most important things, because you're surrounding yourself with people who are eager to learn, they're like-minded in their investment philosophy. And so that's critical. It's just key to moving the needle for yourself.
Mm. You said you're on pause for a certain project. Do you have future projects in the future? What are some stuff that you're working on in the future?
Yes. So I'm currently looking at the option of a luxury car garage and developing that and turning that into a syndication. I'm currently looking at a project with a ranch that we have and turning that into an event center. So I have some irons that are out there and some projects that I have in the future over the next couple of months that I'm working on. And I'm certainly open to other opportunities that come my way. Yeah.
Where can people find you on social media or the internet?
Yes. So I would love to share that with you. People can find me. I would love to share that I, as an opt-in for folks, I was recently in this book called Next Level Your Life. It's a number one bestseller on Amazon in 31 categories and in three categories internationally. And so I'd love for folks, if they care to, download a free copy of that at Next Level Real Equity Investment Partners.com. And you can download your free copy of my chapter, which is called Set Apart and Living on Mission. It's a piece that I wrote that really kind of shares where I've come from, where I am, and the vision of our business. You can certainly find me on social media under Robin Binkley and at realequityinvestmentpartners.com. So I would love for folks to reach out and check out what we have going on.
Great. Last words in regards to everything we talked about that you want to add?
Just get started. You know, that would be what I would share with you. Don't allow fear to paralyze you in your steps. And again, you know, I would share, really jump out there and get connected with a group in real estate, even if it's not the group that you feel like has complete alignment with yourself. You will meet people and you will learn of other opportunities that are out there and other educational opportunities that are out there. I certainly have posted on my website some of the educational opportunities that I'm currently attending over the next coming months throughout the end of the year. That's always, you know, a way to do that. And I also post a weekend wealth update on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn that gives little micro educational nuggets on different things to pay attention to in the market. But get started somewhere and start today.
Thank you for listening. If this is your first time listening to the podcast and you like it, please don't forget to subscribe at the end. Thank you and see you next time.